Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. We have a live show for you today. Today is May the 29th, 2018. It is a Tuesday, and just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Hopefully you had a great weekend, and we are live today. A lot going on in the world, and so we're going to definitely get to that. But, hey, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork, becoming a and making donations there so that you can support the overall network. Very, very important, especially for what's going to be transpiring going forward in the world. Definitely need your support of Black Talk Radio Network. You can also support the network by being a part of its social media outlet, being a member in the social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media network that was put into place so that you can engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected in a more holistic way by a grassroots organization, and that being this network, as being Black Talk Radio Network and BTR Community. And you can find BTR Community by going to www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. And once you're there, become a member for only $24 a year. That's $24 a year that allows you to become a member inside of the platform. And for that, you, when you do that, you'll be able to post your, have your social media activities that you normally have, and the other ones that, you know, such as Fedbook and everything else, but without being as adversely affected. So please be a part of that program. $24 a year. There's a free trial membership for 30 days that you can engage in. checking out the overall platform, see how it works, and, you know, just see how you like it, and get there and post things that you think are necessary, your regular social media activities, the only place that I post. So please be a part of that organization. Very, very important. We got to support this network. If we don't support it, we lose it. Okay? So just wanted to let you know that that was available and you can engage in that. All right. So let me get into a couple of things. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company that you can engage in trading your pieces of paper for real money. Very, very important that you do that. We'll have a show probably on that this week. Also, there is the Legacy Wealth Management actual seminar that's going to be happening in June the 10th. The 9th, 10th, and 11th in Dallas. If you'd like to be engaged in that, then simply email me email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Info me there. I will get you the information, and or you could text me at 951-790-8330, and I will get you that information. It's going to be here in Dallas. Great, great seminar. You should be involved in that. Information is phenomenal. I will be giving a presentation on Sunday, very, very important presentation that I'll be giving. Want you all there and to be a part of it, especially in today's world. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Before we get started in what's in the news, let me just do this. You know, while we've been talking about some of the things that could be happening in the world, things are really, really expanding out. As we speak right now in Israel, there's been engagement, military engagement within Gaza. I posted a couple of things inside of BTR community, the Tando Radio Show page, and this one is a real catalyst for our young people to be going to war. And so the situation, and one of the things that this system does is it has a methodical approach to getting what it wants. It wears people out by doing that. And as we're speaking right now, there was a lot of military engagement conflict between Israel, Hamas, and others have joined in. Now ISIS has said that they've been rocketing Israel, and so Israel has been responding, and Israel said that they will have an extensive response this evening, and it, I think it's like 1 o'clock or so, 12 o'clock. Well, no, 1 o'clock. Wait, let me get my numbers right. I think it's about 12 o'clock in the evening there in that region of the world. And today's significance is that overall, the rocket engagement that's been happening, that so-called was claimed by ISIS and claimed by Hamas and others, which has been pretty extensive throughout Israel, has now propelled Israel to release statements saying that, and I'm going to pull that up. I got to go to, let me pull this up, to where Israel said that they would have an extensive engagement in, this evening. Let me pull it, see if I can pull up something from here. Now they have changed to where there was a military, a army official says that Israel is going to war tonight because of the overall engagement that has escalated. And I posted some of that inside of Black Talk, I mean, inside of Tando Radio Show's page. And, you know, here everything is cool, nothing seems. But as we're looking over in the Middle East, that conflict is going to draw our young children into engagement. So it is pretty, pretty extensive, and it has grown to where now Israel is saying that they are going to war tonight. So let me see. There was I got this one from man, why did it jump on me? I'm gonna post one. This came from jpost.com, and the celebrity figurehead Netanyahu said that my computer went down. I mean, didn't go down. Just pulling up the page real quick. Let me see. Hopefully it pulls. Netanyahu's Israel will respond with great force to mortar attack, and that was today and earlier, because they so-called had an emergency meeting, and now some top officials in the military says Israel's going to war tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, as that happens, and I'll post it now, and this is significant because this affects everyone here within age of this country being able to draft individuals. And you know, one of the things about the news, you can place your head in the sand and hide from it, and everything else. That's no remedy to anything. I think that the more you know, the more that you can position yourself and prepare. But that's up to you individually. So these things, I'm gonna tell you, they're not gonna get talked about. They're gonna talk about last night's game. They're gonna talk about Roseanne Barr. They're going to talk about stuff, and I'm glad I held my tongue real quick. That's insignificant. And you know, I purposely do this because it's not being talked about, and it's not being given any form of attention, because I'm going to tell you why. Because people that aren't prepared are always scared by these types of things. It's really a fantasy that the system has indoctrinated everyone to live in. And because of that, everything of that the system really wants to perpetuate, it gets done. So I bring you this type of stuff because no one else will, and I have no problem with doing that. It's not popular. I don't need any popularity. I'm not really, that's not my objective, and nor do I really care for that type of, attention. Don't need it at all. But what needs to be given attention is the true state of what's happening globally and what the real agenda is that's unfolding. And for some individuals, some people can't take it, and I totally get it, for whatever reason. But I will never, ever not talk about something that I think is really threatening our overall community, our family, and us individually. I just won't do it. For the sake of having corporate sponsors, having kumbaya moments and all of those other things, I don't do that. Not concerned about that at all. You know, I made a choice to try to get as many people as prepared, and I don't do a lot of telling you how to prepare, because that is something that I think is really upon you with your conditions, your circumstances. And not only that, for it not to be entertaining to you and for you to engage in it and have a self-motivation in it, because the system always teaches us to squander our talents. And putting our heads in the sand is a cowardice way of surrendering. So I don't want us to fall to that. It's not necessary. It's not my choice. But that is up to you. You know, Tando Radio Show may not be for you. And, you know, I really wish people the best, but I'm always going to try to give you some things that will make you think and give you maybe the opportunity. I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I do want you to have some other information about some things so you won't always get blindsided and like a boxer, not see the punch coming and always get knocked out. So that's the reason why I'm not here for a pageant. That's not my overall intentions. But you know, because it's just not who I am, and it's so important, in my opinion, for us to know. And it's so important that I don't care what kind of, you know, how people take it, I'm still going to do it. But I will say to you, Tando Radio Show may not be for you. But there are other things that you can do, and you're going to do what you ever you truly want in life, and that's great. But I will tell you, Tando Radio Show may not be for you. So just want you all to know that for any new listeners or any listeners that we have for a while. And I'm going to tell you something about this system. It doesn't operate on your timeline. It's not going to always operate in right away. It doesn't do that. It does not do that. It doesn't need to do that. The reason why the system doesn't need to do that, because the system controls so much. So it's always going to move in a direction that it wants to move in. And I think that's a tactic that's very, very important that we should pick up on. I don't want anything to happen. I much rather report stuff that never does happen. But because of, you know, how this world operates now and this system that it operates in, give it time. It will definitely happen if we don't change our overall inclusion in this. And we can't ignore this system in order for it to just go away. There has to be an objective and a method to what we do, and that's removing our energy. And removing your energy is different than just ignoring it. And maybe it'll go away. Maybe I can, you know, possum it or act like a chameleon and just stay still, or a deer in headlights mentality, and maybe it'll just go away. No, that's how the system wants you to respond, because it's built up so much submission in us, is taught us always to obey and to submit, that any time that something goes against the grain, it becomes painful to hear. So this stuff is real, folks. And I'm going to tell you something. It is going to adversely affect us. It hasn't done it to the point where we all take notice right now. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And I would say when it does, you will not be able to go back to yesterday, last Saturday, last Friday, 1 week ago, 2 years ago, and start to prepare. It'll be too late. And once the toothache starts, or once the pain starts, then everything that you wish you had done before is null and void. Now you got to deal with what's right in front of you. And this is the thing, is that this system has put so many traps and so many obstacles. And because we've been taught to obey in a cowardless obeying, we refuse to face what really ails us. So I just want you to be well aware and not to act like everyone else. Not to respond to things like everyone else. But know why you're doing what you're doing. Many people in the prepping world don't know the real reason why they're doing what they're doing. There are many people that take a faddish relationship to preparing. That's because they don't know why it just sounds good, or they read something, or they had a little interest in it, and they have no real comprehension of what the real threat is. And you can always kind of see from those that do and those that don't, because when people that prepare seriously, they know exactly why they need to be doing it. It's not for just one thing. It's not for one cause. It's not because of one threat. It's not a doomsday prepper's mentality. that so many of us have and capitulate to. Those individuals are actually in the prepping world because of fads. And one of the things that the system does is that it knows that from its minions to its morons, if it presses certain buttons, the overall both classes will respond in a certain way. If you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, before you start doing anything, maybe you should find out why. Because this is going to be a slow burn. And once it gets to the point where it passes a certain threshold, demarcation line, once it gets past a certain demarcation line, the heat intensifies, and then it continues to burn and further and further and further. You can't go back in this system. This is why it has to be fully understood to see the importance to make a full commitment to engage and support it no more. The cutoff is energy. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a difference between head in the sand and cutting off energy. Cutting off the energy of something requires action by you. It is not just like what we've been taught, just ignore him or her, someone that's nagging you, just ignore them and they'll go away. No, the system is not someone that you can manipulate in such a way. They're manipulating you with that type of mentality. Gonna have to be an action. Gonna have to be an action plan. And with Israel saying that they're going to war tonight, I would say it this. Have an action plan for your children. Have an action plan for yourself. Have an action plan for your family. Have an action plan for our community. Because the moment in eternity is going to come that you're going to have to draw on that plan. And if you can't see what's coming before it comes, you darn sure aren't going to know what to do once it arrives. So, with that being said, today's show kind of twisted a little bit because really what's happening in the Middle East, particularly in the Gaza Strip area between Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Egypt, Israel, is really a focal point that we need to strongly be aware of. Because that's one of the great hidden threats, asymmetrical, quiet threats, that is going to adversely affect those that are unprepared by this. Many people will say, what happened when different things go awry? Those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show fully understand, fully get, and have taken a serious approach to it, it won't catch you by surprise at all. Not only won't it catch you by surprise, you'll probably know what's going to be coming very soon after things start to unfold. And what is that going to give you? An opportunity to utilize the golden hours to your advantage. So, I just want to make sure that you are aware of that. I'm going to jump into what's in the news. And get into some of, before we do that, jump into what's in the news, then we'll get into some of the stuff that's going on as we speak, because with Israel basically saying that they're going to war tonight, that changes everything. I don't think it's, you know, a coincidence that just last week, the House of Representatives. I played it on Thursday, the last show that we did. I played where it was on Fox News, and a guy was saying how right now, as we speak, U.S. Congress is debating war with Iran. And lo and behold, after that, the House of Representatives stripped celebrity figurehead Trump from declaring war or engaging in activities without approval. Well, it was in the news for war. And why is that so important? I'm going to tell you why. Because they know what's really up, while so many of us have our heads in the sand and we say, well, this ain't really significant. Nah, it'll be all right. See, that's what the system tells you. Everything is going to be all right because that builds blind faith in them. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article, let me get set up here. First article that I posted. And let me just say what today's show will be about if it doesn't change. First, today's show is why the NFL national anthem policy should be on the preppers' radar. That's today's show. Why the NFL's national anthem policy should be on the preppers' radar. And we're going to touch on that, and I'm going to give my opinion as to why. And if you have an opinion about it, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I don't think and the reason why I put that there is because I think it is another part of the purge that is happening in a very sophisticated way. And this system is very, very sly. And it actually has conspiracy agendas to perpetuate and to ensure the success of this control and dominion over everyone here. So that was today's show. First article I posted, it was from the NFL.com, Roger Goodell's statement on the national anthems policy. We'll come back to that. Next article, and from the Daily Progress. And this is very, very significant. Gardner announces he is an alcoholic and will not seek re-election. And here's why this is so important. Not because of this individual, but it's 44. He's the 44th Republican to retire or announce they will not seek re-election. What do these people know? And I'm going to tell you something. They are doing things very actively that everyone else should be doing. They are preparing. They're motivated to action because they know what's really up. 44th, this tells you that there's a lot going on. Some people don't want to be caught up in the winds. So check out that article. Next article, Raz posted this one from the Philadelphia Tribune. Does the NFL mean Negroes for lease? Check out that article that Raz posted there. Next article, Raz posted this one from Reuters. WTO being sophisticated. Outgoing judge says, in veiled rebuke to the U.S., and this is from Geneva, the World Trade Organization is being slowly strangled to death. A retiring trade judge whose replacement has been blocked by the U.S., and it said in his farewell speech, all of this is because of the overall movement towards global war, folks. Check out that article. Next article, Raz posted this one from Forbes. And I can't, let me see if I can pull it up. It didn't show up on my page. Let me see. This was, I don't think it's gone. It says how, all right, I'm going to try to do that one. I'll go to the next article, if not. Next article, Raz posted this from BuzzFeeder. Let me get my page to go down. Okay, it did come up. Let's see. All right, before we did that one, the article that Ross posted from Forbes, you got this from Forbes.com. It says, accuracy is direct to consumers' genetics. So how accurate is direct to consumer genetics? Let me pull this up because I can see this whole article. Continue the article. Yes, let me go to the article. Excuse me, y'all. You know my computer acts slow. All right, here we go. We got Raz posted something from Forbes, and here it is. How accurate is direct-to-consumer genetic testing? From gold to garbage. Check out that article. Great article, Raz. I highly suggest everyone check this out. I'm going to read this one for sure, because this is a part of the overall smartphones for dumb people and the overall technology being used to in so many things. And this is some of the algorithms and how they're able to gauge direct to customers testing is exactly what the name implies. A test sold directly to the consumer without the help of a health care professional. You can pick up a kit online at a drugstore or even a dollar store. So check out that. I definitely want to check out that article. Great article, Raz. I would definitely check that one out. Next article, Raz got this one from. Let me get back here. One second. Man, this is okay. Here we go. Next article, Raz got this one from BuzzFeed. Papua New Guinea is banning Facebook for a month. What? Good for them. Good for New Guinea. Raz said if they're smart, they'll ban it permanently. So true. Next article, Raz posted this one from Radio New Zealand. West Papua Liberation Army in fresh campaign against Indonesia. Check out that article that Raz posted there, and he said that no one talks about this one. So true, Raz. No one is talking about this conflict at all. So true. So check out that article that Raz posted there from Radio New Zealand about West Papua's Liberation Army. Next article, I posted this one from Veterans Today. Kennedy's brother likely killed by CIA on behalf of Israel, a scholar says. So check out that article. It's all a part of it all. Next article from Sputnik News. North Korea Vice Chairman Kim Un-chung. I know I said that wrong. Headed to New York. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Daily Post. U.S. warns a firm response if Syria attacks ISIS. What? Yep. So what does that mean? That's because that's attacking the U.S. See, false flags get used in all different kinds of ways. So check out that post. U.S. warns a firm response if Syria attacks ISIS. And it says, no, really? Of course. Because this is the U.S. Another very important, I think that was article or that I thought that was extremely important, and I talked about this, and, you know, some people didn't like that I didn't talk about it, but I don't care. So we still do it. So this one came from Investment Watch blog. Here it is. Breaking news, the second U.S. Navy tsunami exercise this month. And I had talked about the overall shearing of land into the ocean and impossible of an earthquake that would displace the sea floor that will cause a major tsunami from the volcanism that's going on the Big Island from Kilauea, and how that can actually form into a tsunami. Well, the Navy is aware of that, and they're having their second exercise just for that itself, from having an earthquake and then a huge tsunami. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I wouldn't like that, because these exercises turn live. It's a way you get ships in position without being seen. It says first U.S. Navy tsunami exercise was May the 4th of 2018, just before Kilauea erupted. Huh. See? Now a second exercise was just issued for today. No, for yesterday. I think it was for yesterday, the 28th. The exercise are usually coordinated with other U.S. agencies. If that don't make you go, so check out that. Definitely could happen. Don't like it. Next article, I got this, and this is goes with a part of what's before we start today's show. Sirens of a rocket attack go off in southern Israel. This is from U.S. Reuters. This is from earlier today, and it's been going on all day. Next article from Press TV. Germany vows to assist Iran if it adheres to the JCPOA, which Trump, celebrity figurehead Trump, got out of. And that makes Germany, see, Germany knows that they're the target. And this is the whole war set up. So they vow to assist Iran. What does that mean? They vow to ensure that Iran is able to get through the U.S. sanctions with Germany's help. That makes what? Germany open to the U.S. sanctions, which means that makes Germany open for overall military engagement by the U.S. and opens up Germany to sanction the U.S. too. Huge. So check out that article. Next article, I got this from Your Newswire. U.S. House strips Trump of war powers on Iran. Media blackout. U.S. House of Representatives have passed a surprising amendment that bans Trump and Secretary of State from declaring a war on Iran without Congress's prior approval. The bipartisan amendment known as the No War with Iran Amendment received unanimous approval from the House on Wednesday as part of the United States National Defense Authorization Act of 2019, the NDAA. Now, hear what happened there? That's significant for this whole thing, because now that tells me that there's going to be an event that's going to galvanize all of them to say yes. Because they're going to say, hey, no, we didn't want the celebrity figurehead president to do that type of thing. So before this happened, we were all like, nope, nope, nope. And then all of a sudden this event happened. Now we need to go. It's all a setup and a play for what they want to do later on. And how many have heard about this? Likely not any at all. So check out that article. Next article I got from Business Insider. Wall Street bankers who feasted during recession says there's smell in the air and it's starting to feel like 2011. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Israel attacks over 30 targets in Gaza. The Israel military has targeted over 30 bases belonging to the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, and the Islamic Jihad inside of Gaza Strip. We just concluded a significant aerial strike where we struck more than 30 different military engagements, the Israeli army spokesman said. Also, next article from Sputnik News, just to substantiate and validate, Israeli rocket sirens sound near Gaza's border as IDF strikes Gaza targets. Next article from the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu says Israel will respond with great force to mortar attacks. And they were saying this was all happening today. There was a so-called emergency session by the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet over the overall expanding so-called attacks that they say were coming out of the Gaza Strip, and they said that they're going to have a response with great force. And then now, a couple of hours ago or so before we went on air, there was a Israeli military correspondence or authority or spokesperson that says Israel is going to war tonight. And so they have actually been engaging in the area the whole time this evening. So very, very significant. And this thing is not going anywhere, regardless of how great of a job LeBron did the other night and how last night's game was this or that. All this other stuff is being put in front of you so that you won't know and you won't be prepared. Because when you're not prepared, you'll be begging those that created the crisis and the conflict for relief. That's what this system wants. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So before we do that, let me just check to make sure we don't have any callers in queue, because I was not on the board. And then we'll move in. So what I'll do, what I want to do real quick is I just want to grab one of the articles about what's going on in Gaza to give you an update on that, and so that you'll know. And it's probably, as we speak right now, it's probably gone off pretty extensively. I think that Iran and Iraq are the overall old war sentiments are starting to spur back up to destabilize that whole area even further. So it looks as if this is going to go haywire. And also, before I do that, also the U.S. has pre-positioned many tanks in Poland over the past week, and for an operation that's probably going to come just in time, because this thing could blow up to where it spins off into Crimea, to the Ukraine. And Russia itself has been engaging Israeli pilots, the IAF, Israeli Air Force. And so there's only a matter of time before this conflict between those overall military entities. And that will continue to spring this whole thing forward, and it can expand to Pakistan and India. Expand further between China and the U.S. and Djibouti and the Horn of Africa, and that whole. And once one of these major events goes, the momentum is already set to where it will not stop. It will not stop, and it could have a very quick lasting effect where something happens immediately there, and then there is a trigger that goes off here. And a false flag, or whatever you would want to call it, something happens here that causes major displacement. See, one of the things that the system always wants to do is catch the people sleeping. And what they do is they lull them to sleep. If you remember back in 2001, 2000, if you couldn't see that the World Trade Center was targeted and things was going to happen there and didn't see all of that coming, that's because you were unaware. So what did you have to say on the date on September, that September day? First thing you had to say was what happened. And what happened was, got deceived, and most people looked at that, what was happening, and went with the narrative that they were being told what was happening, and refused to look at the evidence that was before them, because that's what happens when you put your head in the sand and you just obey. Exact same situation, exact same climate is being built here under the same financial environments of 2001, 2000 are the exact same, some of the same conditions, but now it's far worse. One of the things that most people forget about during 2001 was that the economy and the debt in the country was crazy high, and it was starting to get traction in a way where people were starting to notice it. And so what happened? They set off a distractor. And now the time is extremely ripe for just that. All the conditions, but this distraction is going to be much, much bigger. And it's going to affect more than just some 3,000 people in lower Manhattan. Some people often in the other places that they said incidents happen. But if you look at that incident itself, you can see the overall lies unfold right away. Sorry, a tin can can't bring down a steel reinforced, concrete and steel reinforced building. A tin can just can't do it. Unless that tin can is carrying a device that can give off more kinetic energy than what a tin can do with just some engines, some jet engines on it. Just the truth of the evidence. So, let's check that out. All right, so let me real quickly, no one is in queue, cool. So what I want to do real quick is I want to just grab one of the articles real quick about what's going on in Gaza, and so that you'll be well aware of it. Let me grab an article here. We're going to grab the article from, whoops, 1 second, you all. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, the overall, that's not good. All right, so let me pull up an article here. And while I do that, I'll give you just a briefing of what was, and then we'll get into today's show. As we speak right now, the military confrontation with Israel against Iran, against Syria, and against Russia, and against China, and the BRIC nations is expanding to where an army spokesman was saying, well, Netanyahu says that they're going to have an extensive response. Israel will have an extensive response tonight to the mortar attacks that's been happening in Israel. And now there was also a word from Israeli spokesman saying that they're going to war tonight. And probably Netanyahu and his defense minister can declare war because the Knesset had given them that ability to do that any time. And now, tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. It will happen at some time relatively soon if they meet any substantial loss or the overall mortars become quite effective and everything else. I wouldn't be surprised if that announcement is made. So, and there is a significant military confrontation that is actually now hitting inside of cities inside of Israel. And I'm going to tell you, Israel is going to respond. They're going to declare war, and they're going to go all out, and it's going to expand. They're not going to pull off. They're not going to pull off. So I just wanted to give you that. I will check that throughout the show periodically. And if there's anything that I need to tell you all, I will. We posted a couple of articles about that from Sputnik News, from Press TV. Check out those articles so you can see how extensive it's been today. And it's just a matter of time before it fully implodes. But I do want to get into today's show, and I will monitor this. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. All right, so, and today's show actually kind of plays into what's happening in Israel itself. And today's show is why the NFL's national anthem policy should be on the prepper's radar. If you're a prepper, why should you care about the national anthem policy that was set forth? And why should you care? And even if you're not a prepper, what's some of the cross-pollination that can happen from that? And what could be the real objective? Because I'm going to tell you something. In my opinion, this is definitely going to be used, because the NFL is very, very significant in the court of public opinion here. So it's going to be a tool that is going to be used. So if you don't know what that what happened, it was last week. I think it was like the 26th or so. So that would have made it like Friday or Thursday. The NFL came out with a new policy. You remember last year when when Colin Kaepernick had kneeled, and Reed had kneeled, and other players around the league was kneeling because of the police violence. Part of it was because of the police violence, and then some of them were kneeling in support of one another because of that. Well, it became a big issue with the NFL, which is very significant in the overall psychological massaging of the general so-called American population. So there were some, as you all know, there was some drawback, and because of that, Colin Kaepernick was not able to off in the off season, was not picked up by any teams and wasn't picked up by any teams as of yet. And there was a team that he was going to go to, but they wanted him to sign where he said he would not engage in any protest during the national anthem, and he said no. So now, and then the NFL has come out with some new policies. One of the policies that they came out was the national anthem policy. So let's take a look at that. And if you had some opinion about it and what you think about it, I would love to hear from you. So let me read to you what the policy is. Well, let me read this. This came from the NFL itself. The policy adopted today was approved in concert with the NFL ongoing committee to local committees in our country. One that is extraordinary in scope, resource, and alignment with our players. We are dedicated to continue our collaboration with players to advance the goals of justice and fairness in all comers from our society. Let me move this down. The effort, and this was Roger Goodell's statement, the effort may be for our players to spark awareness and actions around issues of social justice. And you know what? Let me do this. Let me just play this so you can hear Roger Goodell himself. And then I'm going to read what the policy was. Let me see if I can pull this and put it into. Yeah, I can pull it and put it into. And while we do that, I will. Scotty, are you there? Let me see if Scotty's there. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll play it myself, and
yeah,
I think
I'm
it'll
here,
be
Dave.
The quality will be. Yeah. Hey, Scotty.
What's up?
You there? Hey, Scotty. What I want to do? Roger Goodell had a quick press conference, and I wanted to play it real quick. So if I post it, could you play it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to post it inside of 1 second. And then while we do that, I want you to hear from Roger Goodell, the actual commissioner of the NFL, who gets paid over $24 million. $24 million. That's what his, well, what has been acknowledged as his overall salary is. $24 million a year. Okay, so shows you some of the influence that the NFL has, and it's taking my computer a little while, and then I'll post it there. Now, while that's happening, I want you to hear from Roger Goodell, but what I want you to know is I want us to take a look at the First Amendment and how that plays into this, and then take a look at what the overall backdrop of this is and what it could actually be setting things up for.
Hey, Dave, I was also reading outside of the First Amendment that policy may violate labor laws as well. And when you think about it, what job other than, you know, being in the military? Now, you was a police officer at one time. When you went to work, did they make y'all recite the pledge or stand up for the playing of the anthem before you went on your patrol?
No.
The reason that it's in sports like that is the propaganda value.
It's the propaganda value, absolutely. And to have idol worship of the overall government itself. And this is how the abuse of power turns into a cult following. And that's exactly what we have here in this so-called corporation known as the United States. It's a cult following that supersedes any moral correctness. Where the cult following itself has now become the standard of morality, which could be nothing but further from the truth. Now, okay, I got it. So let me put it inside of BTR so Scotty can play. Oh, I hit the wrong one. Now, very significant, there are some things that I want to discuss with you, point out what the First Amendment says, how this is playing out, and why it's being done. And in my opinion, one of the things that this system does is that it creates the environment for things to go awry so that they can have chaos and conflict that can spring up from that. And no one looks at the system as being the perpetrator of it at all. And as you think about it, it's just a masterful tactic. Okay, so I have the chat up. Let me put it inside the chat, and then Scotty will play it. Usually the chat pops up right away. Maybe I need to do that. Okay, there we go. Chat. There we go. All right. Here, let me pop this in. Scotty, would you play this? Put this in here. Could have had that done right away. Now, we got 4 minutes to the break. So, Scotty, I posted it there, so if you would be so kind to pop that in, that would be cool. Now, while we do that, we're going to go to a commercial break in 4 minutes, and then we'll play that after we come back out of the break. But I want to just say this in the backdrop. Let me just say this before, and then hear this whole thing out. Here's what it is.
There's no video, Dave.
Yeah, there is. excuse me, guys. In that one, it should be a video at the very top. When you click it, it's not there, Scotty?
No.
Okay. All right. So let me.
Okay.
I'll play it then.
Up.
Let me play. Let me see.
It just popped up.
Here we go. Okay. All right. So I'll stop mine. Okay. There you go. And the video is like 13 minutes, but I want you to hear this. So when we come back, we'll hear that. But before we go to the break, let me give you all some of the things that's very, very significant. Let me read to you all the overall First Amendment and what the players have been saying that, and what some people have been saying that this is a violation of the First Amendment. And I'm not saying that it is, or I'm not saying that it isn't. But what I do want to point out something that's very significant with the First Amendment and how this applies to, it now applies to this overall case and why that's so significant. So the actual First Amendment reading is of, and I have it right here. Let me pull this up because my computer is going a little slow. Pull up the Bill of Rights. And I'm sorry, you all. It's just technology has...
While you're waiting on that, Dave, allow me to get some thoughts on that. The First Amendment does not apply to private employers. It doesn't apply to me. I don't have to allow anybody to have a radio program or a radio station through us. And I have kicked people off. First Amendment applies to the government. It says Congress shall make no laws, okay? And it was passed under, taking into account the Revolutionary War and being able to criticize government officials, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say it would apply to the NFL and only that their business is subsidized with U.S. taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me go. Here it is. Here's the first Amendment. And Scotty is definitely right. But let me read it to you. Here it is. And this is the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. It says, like Scotty said, Congress shall make no law in respecting an established of religion, or prohibit the freedom of execution, therefore, or abridge the freedom of speech or of the press, or the rights of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress, or grievance. So what is the First Amendment saying? The First Amendment is written for citizens against the government, not against private organizations. Okay, so like Scotty says, he doesn't have to give. Go, if you go to your job and you say, I have freedom of speech to say what I want, say something that they don't like and they can fire you, and there's not anything that you can do. You can say what you want, but there is no overall law that protects you. It only protects you from the government. But here's the main thing that many people missed. And when we come back from the commercial break, I'll tell you what that is, and then we'll play it, and then I'm going to show you what, in my opinion, how this whole thing is setting up. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So we just read the First Amendment, and it says, Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibit the free execution thereof, or abridge the freedom of speech or the press or the rights of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress or a redress of grievance. Okay, so that's what the overall First Amendment is for. And so it doesn't apply to a civil or a private business or private people. No one can, if you call someone, you know, something and everything else, unless it's under, they have the government and they're part of the government, there is no freedom of speech, because it's really protecting the people from the government. But here's how this case actually became a true freedom of speech. It wasn't initially when Colin Kaepernick, Reed and the other players that took a knee, they had no First Amendment protection at all, none whatsoever. And the NFL, since they're a private organization, they have the overall ability without recourse, without federal recourse, without any violation of any First Amendment or anything else, to discipline them and say, hey, you can't do that here. That we're paying you to perform, and this is what's in their overall code of conduct. Or they can say, we don't like that anymore, and we don't want you doing that. By being the employer, they can say that, and if you don't like that, you can leave. But you can't do that in our uniform, on our field, in our game, by our rules. Now, do we like that? No, because now the everyday person can respond to the NFL in their discipline of Kaepernick and anyone else. Very well so. That's everyone's choice to do that. But here's how it became a First Amendment issue. Once Donald Trump said that the NFL should fire and get rid of all of those players, every player after that took a knee, now it is a First Amendment, because the office of the presidency was invoked, and he spoke on it.
Hey, Dave, can I chime in on that?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
It's not really a First Amendment issue, but it is a federal issue, because there's a federal law that is not in the First Amendment, but it's a federal law against members of the executive branch interjecting to put pressure on private employers in their personnel matters.
Right.
So by him calling for, when he said the SOBs ought to be fired, he broke law. But of course, you know, none of these career politician criminals. Well, not that he's a career politician, but, you know, people once they become.
Remember what you just said there, Scotty.
What's
career
that?
Politician. I'm glad you said that because that's going to come back up. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, but they never get held to the same standards as regular citizens. But that is a federal law. And actually, when he first said that, I found the law and I tweeted it out. And then I noticed last week, now this was way back when, but I noticed that Colin Kaepernick's attorneys have been citing that law lately.
Yep. And it's still a First Amendment as well for all of the players. Even Kaepernick, after he said that, the office of the presidency, because why they were doing it. Now, because the First Amendment says that for any grievance, redress or grievance against the government. Now everyone else, because the office of the presidency spoke on it and said get rid of them.
Oh, I got
fire
you,
them
man.
SOBs and get rid of them. Now they are all have a grievance against the government's overhand in the NFL. Now the only thing is now it's discoverable. Here's what's discoverable. What communications did the NFL have with the president? What did the president do? What communications did the president have with the NFL? Now it becomes First Amendment.
Or Pence. Remember, he went to that Indianapolis game and walked out.
Anyone. See, here's the thing. Let's say celebrity figurehead Obama was president at the time. You know what Obama would have said once they would have protest? That's a private matter. I'm staying out of it. Because it doesn't matter what Trump says, how Trump feels or anything else. Now it's the office that's being invoked. And now it could very easily be said, as Scotty said, he's using the office of the presidency to influence the NFL. To influence the NFL. So real quickly, just wanted you to catch that, and then we're going to come back and talk about this a little. I want you to hear what Roger Goodell said, because when we come back, let's look at what the NFL did. And I'm going to tell you something. What the NFL did was that their attorneys knew, and they protected themselves. And I'm going to show you how they did. But
on
is that a cause? Go ahead, Scotty.
The issues that we've addressed, obviously, over the last 2 days. I would say it's been an unusually productive and busy meeting for our spring meeting, but it has been very productive. Starting with the competition committee, and Troy and Rich are here, but I know you saw the rule changes we made last night. We think the kickoff change is a really positive change to make the play better, more exciting, and safer for our players. And we think that's a very positive change, and we thank a lot of the special teams coaches around the league that really were instrumental in making those changes. In addition, we had a resolution that confirms that replay will be involved with any ejections from a game in the 2018 season. Again, something that I think clubs wanted, officials wanted also, to make sure that we get it right. As you know, I was out here yesterday on the Panther sale to David Tepper. We're excited to have David in the league, and he has been sitting in the room, and we look forward to having his leadership of the Panthers going forward. This morning we had the events committee make a recommendation to the membership. We awarded Super Bowl 57 to Arizona. Congratulations again, Mike. And Super Bowl 58 to New Orleans. In addition, we also awarded the 2019 draft to Nashville. As you all know, we've had a great deal of interest in hosting the draft. We are only going to do it for 1 year so that we can continue the learnings and continue to figure out how we continue to build this event that has really become the highlight of the offseason, certainly for us, and we think on the sports calendar. We also had a report from our security committee, from Chief Lanier, who's head of our security. She made a very important presentation with respect to our fan security and the best practices that we want to have in all of our stadiums to ensure that our fans have a good experience when they come to our stadiums. Lastly, we had a great deal of focus on the social justice issue. We amended agreement that we passed in March with respect to matching funds on the club level. So the players would put money up, clubs would match that fund, and then the players and the owners would work together to make those changes in the communities that they feel strongly about. And that would be a club-by-club decision. We had an update on that in addition from several clubs about how well that's working, ideas that clubs were sharing with one another, and we're very proud of that platform. We think it's unique in its nature, and we also think it's incredibly powerful and will help us support our players to make sure we're making the changes in the community that they feel so strongly about and have given us a deeper and better understanding of. Last is we made modifications to our anthem policy. We did that this morning after a great deal of discussion yesterday, again this morning. It was unanimously adopted by the clubs. Several owners are here. They're going to give you their perspective. But from our standpoint, this is a great opportunity to continue that partnership with our players and keep the focus on the progress and the programs that we think are so important in the communities. We're proud of that support, and we think that that's how change is really going to be made. Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel, and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe. We have been very sensitive in making sure that we give players choices, but we do believe that that moment is an important moment and one that we are going to focus on. So I'll stop there and let Mr. Bidwell, I think, start.
Hello again, Michael Bidwell with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm also among the other committees that I serve on. I'm a member of the Social Justice Working Group with the Players Coalition, so we work on a lot of important social justice issues. But my perspective is, as the commissioner said, I think putting the focus back on the game, making sure all personnel stand on the field and honor the flag, the anthem, and the moment. And so I think it's been a good discussion internally with coming up with this policy. And it's a league-wide policy that clubs on a club-by-club basis will be able to enforce with workplace rules. So that's so a little bit of clarity. It is a league-wide policy. So look forward to getting the focus back on football and getting back to football in 2018.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Haslam with the Cleveland Browns and also have the privilege of serving on the Social Justice Committee with Michael and several other owners. And of the owners standing up here, I think I'm the newest. And I can tell you, I told Roger last night of the meetings we participated in since becoming an owner. This is by far the most thoughtful and thorough discussion we've had. All 32 owners spoke up or their representatives. We talked for 2 hours yesterday and an hour today. And I think throughout this process, all of us as owners in the league, Roger and the NFL, have grown much closer to our players as we work through this process. I know we've been actively involved in Ohio in several areas of criminal justice reform and have gotten our players involved, too, in helping them understand the political process and helping to cause change. And I think the solution that we have come up with is a good one, and is Roger and, as Michael said, I think it'll now allow us to all focus back on football, which is what we want to do.
Hey, Scotty, can we
Mark
cut
Murphy,
it there?
President of
I just wanted
Green
to
Bay
hear, let everyone hear what that was. Okay. So here's what the league did. The league realized that they were outmaneuvered. One celebrity figurehead, once the president spoke, they were trapped now. Because before, they had the overall protection of being privatization. Now, once the office of the presidency has spoke, now it became a much bigger ordeal. And the NFL knows that this issue is not over. By far. By far. This is why they're trying to, as much as they can, try to dilute it. And see, the NFL made its overall decision based off of a bottom line, its overall profits, because it got hit by sponsors because of what Donald Trump said and what other people had said. The overall cascading effect was that the overall NFL, they had actually attributed that the loss in revenue was because of the national anthem, and I would say that is far from the truth. But not only that, they were too hasty in anything. They were smart in some of the things that they did, but they were too hasty in responding because it's not over yet. Their overall bottom line, see, they didn't make a moral decision. Collectively, some of the owners wanted nothing to do with this at all. Some of them said, don't bring it up, it's just going to go away, let it go away on its own. Others said, no, we need to support the country, make them stand up, I agree with Donald Trump, do this. And there were others that said, no, they have a right to do this, let's leave them alone. We can't win this battle. But then they had to come to a consensus because they're the NFL. And the commission is only going to do what the owners tell them to do. So they came up with this to try, as a Band-Aid to appease them because of their bottom line. But their bottom line, it can be really hit now.
Hey, Dave.
Because it's not over. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you know, they also got hit. The networks lost a lot of money because people have been boycotting the NFL. And...
yeah.
So, but listen, Don, you had two sides of the issue, both calling for boycotts. Donald Trump was calling for a boycott, and, you know, his ilk, his fanatics and what have you. But then there were also, I remember seeing an article about a number of black churches that was telling their congregations to boycott as well. So, and then, you know, outside of the Christian community or the black Christian community, just regular folks like me, because I do watch sports. You know, I get depressed reading all these headlines, going back to what you was talking about earlier. The news is very depressing, and I do seek an escape for a couple of hours, even if it's just once a week. So I do watch sports on television. But when people call for boycotts on behalf of Kaepernick, I stop watching. And the network revenue has fallen drastically, so they getting hit on both sides of it with boycotts.
Right. But what is the NFL saying? Is that they're saying that it was the players displaying of kneeling is what caused it. No, that's not what caused it.
No, it was your reaction.
There were many factors that caused it. Those that were supporting the players and those that were in opposition to the players. And it ain't over yet. So they made the wrong, in my opinion, they had an opportunity. But because they made a bottom line decision, is not always morally correct. I would say it's like a politically correct is always morally wrong. And so they knew that they was on the hook by what Trump did. And here's how Trump put them on the hook. Because when Trump opened his mouth, is insert foot. And Scotty said it earlier and is going to be a critical part of what why every prepper should know about this. Is because since Trump wasn't a school politician, he came from the corporate world, so he just thinks from the corporate world, and he says what he says from the corporate world, and he makes decisions from being the overall controller. And the public office is not supposed to be that. It's supposed to be about by the overall guidelines and the rules by the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and everything else. He don't care about that. That's why, in his unsavviness, in his ignorance, he tweeted and he spoke very politically naive or foolishly. And now, once you say that and once you do that, you can't retract it. You can't retract it. But what did the NFL, and the NFL and the NFL lawyers knew that, and what they're trying to do is trying to hide that. So what did the NFL do? When Colin first kneeled, it was a private matter. They could do whatever they wanted with him. Then when Trump spoke, that opened up Pandora's box. So now what they're trying to do is keep it as quiet as they possibly can so that it will have no more outreach and will get no more legs and won't run all over the place, which is going to do. So what did the NFL do was kind of smart because they know the fix that they're in. So what the NFL did was this. The new policy, the policy statement is as follows. The 32 member clubs of the National Football League have reaffirmed their strong commitment to work alongside our players to strengthen our communities and advocate social justice. The unique platform that has been created is unprecedented in scope. It will provide extraordinary resources and support of programs to promote positive social change in our communities. The membership also strongly believe that, number one, all teams and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. They have that right to do that, but no longer is that right, because Trump killed that overall ability now. Now it's the First Amendment. Number two, the game operating manual will be revised to require to remove the requirement that all players be on the field for the anthem. So what did the league do? They gave the players an out. If you don't want to be a part of the overall anthem, you don't have to come out on the field. But maybe they want to be a part of the anthem to protest their grievance against the government. This is where they're going to get hit. So they gave them another. They gave them an out. They said game operations manuals will be revised to remove the requirement for all players to be on the field. So if you don't want to participate in the overall anthem ceremony, we're not going to make you. Why did they put that in? Because they're trying to CYA. They're saying that they're giving the players an out. But see, Trump took that out away when he spoke about it. Now players can say, I have a grievance against the government and I'm going to protest.
Dave,
in
I got
this
a question.
Club, public arena. And still be covered by First Amendment, because now it's the government that they have an agreement, because they can say there was collusion between the president and the NFL. Go ahead, Scotty.
Here's the question. All right, take for example the Carolina Panthers, which have a stadium that they play in Charlotte. Now, I don't live in Charlotte or Mecklenburg County, but if I was, I would be raising an issue with the city council, considering that was taxpayer land that you built that stadium on. You let them lease it for $1 a year or something like that. Then you contributed hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer funds without any kind of bond or vote or asking the taxpayers, do we want to subsidize this billionaire team stadium?
Right.
And now, right now, they're about to do another $1 million upgrade to that stadium. So this is, to me, this is a business taking taxpayer funds. So if you're taking taxpayer funds, then you are giving up your sovereignty. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's the way I
look
at it.
You're being subsidized. You're being subsidized by the overall federal government, because now are in collusion with the federal
government
because all of the revenues. See, now, if their revenues went back to the public arena at the rate that they would take to build the stadium, then it would be
a
zero-sum game.
Yeah.
But no. No. See, what they did was they publicized all of their liabilities, but they privatized all of the profits. What do I mean by that? They made the people's taxes build their stadium, and all the revenues that came from the teams, the sales, and everything else, they privatized it for their foundations. This is the difference between ownership and control, and why control is so important, not ownership. So Scotty's absolutely right. Check out number three of what happened. So number two is the game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirement that all players must be on the field for the anthem. They don't have to do that anymore. Number three, personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room or in a similar location on the field until after the anthem has been performed. See, before the president spoke, they could have did that and been completely fine. But once he spoke, it was over. Now they're going to tell them where and what they can do. But see, it's not, they can easily say we have nothing against the NFL. It's against the government that we have a problem. So the NFL is now caught in a quagmire. So they said that the players, they don't have to come out on the field if they don't want to. Number four, here's where the NFL covered themselves. And it was very smart what they did. Extremely smart, because they knew that they were caught in this quagmire, and it's really going over a lot of people. Number four, a club will be fined by the league if the personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag and anthem. That's where they got an out, because they knew that they were beat by Donald Trump. He put them in position, and in my opinion, it was actually orchestrated. See, what happens is this. They now said, the league said that they're not going to fine the player. That's up to the team to do it, but it's not on the NFL to do it. So what the NFL is going to do is the NFL is going to fine the team, not the player. If you don't have a loss, you don't have a cause. So now, if a player goes out and he kneels, that player won't be fined. The team will be fined. But the team can go to that player and say, hey, you cost us this and we did that. But what did the NFL do? They wanted to wash their hands of this. It was really smart what they did there. Because once Donald Trump put them on the hook, they had to figure out a way how to get out of off of the hook. And their attorneys knew that they were on the hook, but they just didn't want to tell everybody was on the hook. So what did they say in number four? A club will be fined. It didn't say a player will be fined. A club will be fined by the league. Do you think that a club is going to protest the league for its fine? No, because the club is the league. If its personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag. Smart move by them. Really smart move by them. Number five, each club may develop its own work rules consistent with the above principle regarding its personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Number six, the commissioner will impose appropriate discipline on league personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. They covered the bases, but this is going to blow up and it's going to expand. And I'm going to tell you, when we come back out of the break, why this is so significant, why every prepper should be aware of really some of the underlying and reading between the lines on what's happening here. And it's very, very significant, because it is going to be a part of why every prepper should be prepping, because it's a setup. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy agenda. And when we come back out of the break, I'll tell you what that is. Get your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I will see you in the queue, and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And you would say, Dave, this is usually not topics that you bring up and everything else, but this has a very defined prepping backdrop to it. That's very significant. It's more than just about X's and O's. It's much more than that. It's actually a setup, and it's a conspiracy agenda that's being set forth here to subjugate and enslave even further. And that's what I think is so important. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you have a question, a comment that you would like to make, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I will see you in queue and bring you up. Here's the significant part about that, about this whole thing. NFL is extremely popular in this country. Extremely popular. Hardly any are, and everyone has opinion about what happened. Everyone had an opinion about what happened. But many of us may have overlooked the bait to demise that was placed. And here's what I mean by that. See, Donald Trump, and Scotty said it earlier, that's very significant. I told him, hey, Scotty, remember that. Donald Trump did not come from the political arena. He's not a career politician, but I say he is. Why? Because he was selected, not elected. All of them are. So, but on the backdrop, they can say that he came from the corporate world, and he didn't speak without understanding how the political world works. This is why he made a fatal mistake in putting the NFL on the hook, and he put the overall government on the hook to where the players of the NFL, one of the most popular sports in the country, had now have a legal recourse. And how are they going to have legal recourse means that there's going to be a fight. But here's, in my opinion, what was really the agenda. See, what's going to happen is that the system is going to say that Donald Trump was a corporate, private individual that came into the overall public arena, had no clue and was completely ignorant and foolishly ignorant, and they could come up with all of this, with everything else, and they're starting to bait that overall the whole time. Now they're going to say he didn't know what he was doing. He tried to run this like a corporation, but you can't run the public office like a corporation, because private and public is two different worlds, and he didn't know this world. He made major mistakes. And that major mistake got us into a war. That major mistake got us into an economic collapse situation. That overall ignorance cost us dearly in treaty and in trade and in allies. They're going to say we had a very ignorant person that didn't know anything about the political, geopolitical significance of the world, and he blew it. And when he blew it, we got into this situation. Now we can't get out of it. And that's going to give them plausible deniability to use that as momentum to totally get their overall agenda of demise in place. And they'll have the perfect scapegoat. We had a clown. In office and made immature made just ignorant and uncouth mistakes. And beyond the mistakes, it was arrogance that led to it all. And because you didn't know the real political ramifications, now the political ramifications are now befalling on your economy. And they're going to have the perfect scapegoat. The absolutely perfect scapegoat. Because no savvy president would ever speak about the most influential, the most popular private organization in their labor dispute with some of their employees unless they want to invoke the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And no savvy head of state would invoke that office. They're going to say that this individual had no reverence for the overall Oval Office. And he acted that way. And in acting that way, it got us in so much trouble. So never again will we ever, ever allow one of the overall probably requirements going forward is going to be that a president or something of that nature has to have had some public office that they held. Because the stakes are too high. And that's going to be the setup, and everybody will say, yep, but we won't look at what the system really wanted. It didn't, they selected celebrity figurehead Trump, like they selected celebrity figurehead Obama and Bush and so forth and so on to fulfill the overall agenda of subjugation and control. And what's going to happen is that they're going to say that this person's ignorance, Trump's ignorance, has had a drastic and a perilous effect against the country. And who did they have this effect with? Oh, his allies. All of his allies turned their back on it. Because if you see what they're all saying is that they're saying this protectivism that this person is doing is against us all. So they all are starting to align themselves against the U.S. because that was the overall anthem and policy of this one individual. Irregardless of treaties, he just broke an agreement. Next, he's going to break treaties. Next, he's going to break protocols. Next, he's going to do this, and this is going to be a cascading momentum that the whole world is going to say we need to purge ourselves from this fool. And they're going to be able to say this and say he's not one of us, and everybody will buy it. And I would say, no, he is. And this is going to create the perfect storm for trade wars to turn into shooting wars and for currency wars to turn into economic collapse. All of them will be against you and me, and we'll be the burden bearers of that. And it's all being set up for the complete purge. Because if you look at how everything is setting up, it's all being set up for the rest of the world to say, you know what, it's time for us to get rid of the U.S. They've already been starting to say that. And in the short term, not even 2 years, but all of a sudden they came up with that. The world don't change. Anybody that's ever worked in any form of government, don't nothing, no change or no momentum change happens in 1 or 2 years. because of the overall layers of arrogantness and narcissism. That's the layers of it. Everybody wants to have a position. Everybody wants to have a position and to receive personship, have a title, and then to within that title justify having that overall power, to abuse it. All was set up perfectly. And that is going to be what is going to be used as one of the many, many methods to get to World War III that leads to global nuclear war one, that leads to the overall fallen empire of the U.S. Brother Otis posted where the Army had already started to admit that the U.S. empire is in collapse. But it's been in collapse for a long, very long time. But it hasn't been pulled yet until those that control it decide that it's in their best interest to maintain a firm grip on everybody in the world. They're going to hold on to it, and then they're going to pull a rug from under the U.S. And everybody here that thinks that, nah, that can never happen to the U.S., that's because you've been drinking the Kool-Aid. That's because we've been speaking from fear. Scared to invoke ourselves instead of having to wait for validation from the system. Have to get this certificate, that certificate, this authorization, that authorization. Subjugate myself to this for the approval of them. Means that they have two lives and you have none. And that in itself is going to be one of the many, many excuses that's going to be used to preset the events that are going to adversely affect you individually, your family, and our overall community at large. Nothing is done by coincidence. It's all done by design, because this system had to be designed and its nomenclature had to be tuned. And it runs briskly. It's sharp. It's so fast you can't see it. You can only feel it as it goes by. You can't recognize it. You can't distinguish it. You can't give a description of it. But if you know in its overall speed of destruction of people, you need never to see it. You know what its effects will always be. So if you know that every time that overall effect is coming by the ways that it always comes, you make sure that you're never there to be available for its passing, because it's going to run you over every time. It's not going to give you anything. It's going to take everything. And they're going to use the momentum of the popularity of the NFL to divide and conquer. They're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. They're going to expand it. Do you ever see how in certain arenas, from the hooligans in soccer or the global football that we call soccer, how they allow and how they want those individuals to act? Why would that be? Because they plan on using that type of mentality. And they're going to do the same thing here. It's amazing. In our fanaticism, when we talk about things that we like, such as the NFL. We have our so-called preferred teams. When we talk about those teams, we talk about them as if we're a party of those teams. We're a part of that overall family. Is that right? We'll say, my team. People will say, we. That is the way the system wants you to think. It's a fantasy that they want you to think that you're engaged and involved in something that you're not, but actually you're being exploited by. Do that exact same thing with the overall flag, with the idolatry and the idol worship of an entity that doesn't exist. It was never created. It was designed and formed. There is no such thing as the United States by the overall sustaining life force. It was not created. It was actually designed to siphon energy for its existence. It is what you call imitation of life. It is not a living entity. And it plays out so well. How many of us speak when they talk about the United States and say, we going to war? We got problems, boss? Whatever we want to do, we about to go. No, that's not what we did. Who are you to say we? So you taking on everything that they've done throughout history, that's who you are? But this is what the system teaches. To live an imitation life, an imitation of life. And I don't know about y'all, but anytime you have imitation milk, imitation syrup, it ain't the real thing. And what's missing in the real thing is, I'm gonna tell you what's missing in the real thing, why something is imitation of something. There's even imitation gold made by the overall process known as the prodigal stone. They'll make imitation gold, because you know they can't make imitation silver because it's just that powerful, can't even make it. But they can make imitation gold. But the thing about the imitation gold is that it is not a natural, intrinsically bound element. When it's imitation, it can't do, and it doesn't have the same intrinsic value that the real thing does. It's the synthetic world that continues to distort our thinking, our decisions, our acceptance, and our very way of life. The U.S. is imitation. It only exists because energy is given to it in a fantasy world. It has no intrinsic value to its overall existence because it doesn't live. And I think the sooner we realize how fake everything is around us, we'll never be able to identify what's real. We'll call what's real fake, and we'll say what's fake is real. And it keeps us in a position of disadvantage. So I would say to you all that this is the nomenclature. This is the overall, this is over the overall methodology that is going to be used through the overall propaganda machine to bring about what this system really needs. And it needs that control by blind faith. And they're going to get you to be angry and hate Donald Trump, the U.S. government, and all of these other things. And all of these entities are working in coordination to to never, ever have the real eye of scrutiny look upon the truth. It will only have an opinion of the falsehood, how to maintain and manipulate the falsehood to their good, how we can be a part of an NFL team that we give up so much for, rooting and everything else. They've never sent you a dime. They need you. You don't need them. So, I just wanted to, before we get out of here, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I would just say, as those of you that prep, this is all a setup. Because this foot and mouth by the person that is not a career politician, they're going to create an environment so bleak. And they're going to say, you know why? You know why you made me beat you? Because you didn't love me. That's what all abusers do. They're going to say, you put into office somebody that didn't know what happened. See what happens when you think? From now on, we need to tell you what to think, and you just do what we say. So we'll never go back to this again, not knowing that they created the whole thing. They funded both sides. And they're setting up a great fall. They're putting all the pieces in places. Everyone, please be aware of what's going on in the world, because at some point, beyond what you see now is going to affect you to where it will be more apparent than you ever thought. Take the opportunity to do what's in your best interest. Make a sovereign, self-determining way of life, so that you can sustain yourself no matter what the climate or condition is, as best that you possibly can. And then from there, we'll deal with every situation as it comes on our terms. Just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to chime us out, would greatly appreciate it. Hey, what's up there, Strategic Melody? I just saw the text. Much love, much respect. Peace. Yes, I do think it'll trickle down to college and to high schools, without a doubt. Especially high schools, because they're going to be targeting our young people.
Oh, that Lord was, Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create...